If you will join me in taking your copy of God's Word and turn to Numbers chapter 23. If you're using the Pew Bible, it's page 167. We're in the middle of the story of Balaam. Now, let me exalt Balaam a little bit. Balaam was no little country preacher. He was a widely known prophet. So far was his fame that Balak, from a great distance, sent to ask him to come and do his bidding. Last time we saw that how God can use even a donkey to speak his word, so he can certainly use the mouth of any man he chooses. And not all the men that he chooses to use are blessed themselves. In fact, we'll see that as a warning. But here we have the first oracle, the first prophecy of Balaam, and several things I would highlight. One is to note that the preparations in the first five verses or so, he followed the prescriptions of the Lord. In other words, you can say in our day, he went to church, he went to prayer meeting, he had a Bible study, he did all the things that a good little Christian should do to get the blessing of the Lord. And then he expected God to do his bidding. Yet it turns out that God has his own word and that he forces Balaam to speak that word. Now, there were many false prophets in Israel and around the world. But God can choose to have his word spoken by donkeys and men, both willing and unwilling, as it were. He is sovereign. That's the first thing we should see, that God is sovereign in both salvation and in deliverance of his word to his people. Secondly, you notice that God's purpose in blessing his people, that nothing was going to get in the way of that. He purposed to bless Israel. Even their own sin, eventually they individually suffered, but his people were blessed. The second generation went in and received the promised land. And though this generation that heard did not believe and combined faith with the word they heard, he would bless his people. Finally, there's a warning. And that is this, the same warning that the Lord Jesus gives at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. Remember, towards the end of the Sermon on the Mount, he said, there'll be those in the last days that say, Lord, Lord, which in Scripture, when you use the double name, it means a closeness, and they feel close to the Lord. Did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons? Did we not do many mighty works? Certain signs that we're yours, like, right, Lord? Jesus said, I will say to them, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. I never knew you. Balaam had the great privilege of speaking the word of God. And we'll read later on, that did not mean his personal salvation. Paul says, after I have preached to others, I beat my body that I might not be disqualified from the prize. Being a preacher, being an elder, being a deacon, being a longtime church member, being known as a Christian does not guarantee your salvation. Hearing and believing is the sign of a true conversion, and then the works that follow that. Well, let's give our attention to this important character in the Old Testament. Notice how much space God gives this character Balaam for our instruction and our warning. The word of the Lord beginning in chapter 23, verse 1. And Balaam said to Balak, build for me here 7 altars and prepare for me here 7 bulls and 7 rams. Balak did as Balaam had said. And Balak and Balaam offered on each altar a bull and a ram. And Balaam said to Balak, stand beside your burnt offering and I will go. Perhaps the Lord will come to meet me, and whatever he shows me, I will tell you. And he went to a bare height, and God met Balaam. And Balaam said to him, I have arranged the 7 altars, and I have offered on each altar a bull and a ram. And the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return to Balak, and thus you shall speak. And he returned to him. And behold, he and all the princes of Moab were standing before his burnt offering. And Balaam took up his discourse and said, from Aram Balak has brought me, the king of Moab from the eastern mountains. Come, curse Jacob for me, and come, denounce Israel. How can I curse whom God has not cursed? How can I denounce whom the Lord has not denounced? For from the tops of the crags I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Behold, a people dwelling alone, and not counting itself among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob or number the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the upright, and let my end be like his. And Balak said to Balaam, what have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and behold, you have done nothing but bless them. And he answered and said, must I not take care to speak what the Lord puts in my mouth? Thus far the reading of God's word.